Good morning. Good morning. Are you ready for a little song? This is an upbeat song. It's called Love Today by a group called Mika. I hope I'm saying that right. Do you feel happier already? I know I do. As soon as I hear these first few like little notes. Okay, I always get a little bit carried away listening with you. But again, that's called Love Today. And it's one of the songs I listen to almost every morning when I'm doing a little kettlebell workout that I do, because this song just, it just makes me feel glad to be alive. And it reminds me always about the importance of love. And, you know, that can sound kind of cheesy and cliche, but I think you know what I mean. So today I'm celebrating something, and I want to celebrate with you, which is that this week I got the actual paperwork for the trademark for the phrase love list. And most of you who have been hanging out with me for a while, or even maybe a little bit of a time, have likely heard me use that phrase love list. Maybe you've heard it 1,000 times, or maybe you've heard it 3,000 times. Love list is really foundational to not just the work that I do, but who I am. And I got this trademark because I really feel as if the practice of making love lists is truly transformational. And again, that word is thrown around so much, and life-changing is thrown around so much. But those of you who've heard me talk about my story, you know that this practice has really literally changed my life. And it is a practice. I didn't really understand this so much, you know, until I'd been doing them for so many years, when I really started to understand that the practice of making a love list, which for anyone who may be listening to this and not know, maybe you're brand new to my world, a love list is a specific list of reasons why we love someone. And the word specific is very important because it's the specificity of it that really touches our heart, and it touches their heart if and when we give it to somebody. It's the specificity that really makes the love list feel, you know, 100% personal, like it could only be for this person from you. And so that's really important. And the other thing that's so important about the love list is that it can be any number of items. And I like to say, even one item can be, it's a very short list, but it can be a list, right? So if you, for instance, I'll just think I've got my beau Ian on my mind because I just saw him. But if I were going to make just one thing to him that felt like a love list right now, the thing that comes to mind is, you know, I love that you always take care to make our dates feel as if they're extraordinary. You know, the way that you get dressed up, and, you know, like last night, the way that you know, we saw this outdoor table where people were having a glass of wine, and he knows that I love to sit out there. So I would say, you know, the way that you were so spontaneous about inviting me to have a glass of wine and sit outside, and the way that we told stories and laughed. That's kind of lengthy. I would edit it, of course. That was just off the top of my head to you. But the specificity of it is, you know, the experience that we had together and how that represents the way that he loves me, because he knows that I really love, he knows I love sunsets, he knows I love sitting outside and, you know, watching people, and especially being surrounded by people laughing. He knows that he brings that spontaneity, and that's really fun for me. And also he knows that I love it, you know, when he gets dressed up and looks really handsome. So that's an example, you know. Another one might be, I'm thinking of my mom, because I'm going to go see my mom this week, which I can't wait. But so thinking about my mom, I might say, I love that just the mere mention of taco platter cracks us up. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but to my mom and me, we know that there have been several occasions where one or the other of us has flipped the taco platter, you know, the thing with all of the lettuce and the tomatoes and onion and everything. We've made the whole thing and we've flipped it. And so if I put that on her love list, it's sure to make her laugh and it's sure to make her appreciate that we're both the kinds of people who, you know, instead of getting really mad about something like that, that it becomes just funny. And so it speaks to both her and also to me and to our relationship. Not all the things on your love list are going to do that, but so that's just a couple of tiny examples. So I got the trademark for the phrase love list because I truly feel as if this is a practice that not only will I be doing for the rest of my life, but I want you to do it for the rest of your lives, right? Like, I really want people to not just do it once or twice, but to do it as a practice. Because I can tell you that doing it once or twice is amazing and it feels great, you know, that just simply being immersed in all that love as we're doing it feels great. And something happens when we are on a regular basis looking for the reasons we love people. What happens is we start to train our brains to be around people and to notice what's good and what's lovable and what's unique and how they impact us and why they matter to us. And so we don't necessarily train our brains to do this if we make one love list or two love lists or even four or five. But after we've done many, many, many of them, there's something that happens because we're kind of always on the lookout for those kinds of, I guess just those kinds of specific reasons why this person is just amazing. So I hope that you really heard that, and I hope that you might really consider it. I know that there's a number of you who might be listening to this who meditate, and I can tell you that creating a love list is very close to meditation. Of course, it's not the same as a meditation, but in some ways, the focus, the way that we're like training our brains, because a lot of times, and I love this, people will say this when we make them together, you know, in a love list group or a party, they'll say like, gosh, you know, all these things are dropping in that make me mad about this person or irritate me, you know, and that'll happen. But again, just like the meditation experience where we learn to focus our thoughts on the breath in the practice of a love list, we're just kind of bringing our focus back to love, to love, to love. And it's a beautiful training. I know I keep saying that, but it feels so important. And so I want to play you something that is related to the love list that a friend of mine recently, Andrea Scher, who some of you, again, you may know her because she is just an amazing, she's just a wonderful teacher and author and blogger and photographer and all around a creative person. Andrea is just amazing. But recently I got a text from her and she said, hey, can you jump on my coaching call that I'm having and, you know, walk people through a love list? And in the process of doing that, she started off with a story and she gave me permission to share it. And I love this story and I'll tell you a little more afterwards. So let's see if I can do this. I'm going to play from the recording and hope that it records for you. Let me turn up the volume. That would be helpful.
I was thinking of Sherry in this incredible book because Felt like a very terrible friend a few days ago. My best friend moved.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to pause it. I accidentally muted it. What she was saying is she was thinking of me and my book Say It Now because she was feeling like a terrible friend. Okay, now I'll try it again with the I'll try it again with the volume actually on.
Back to Tasmania, where she's from, but she's been in the Bay Area for 20 plus years, and she's like, I'm kind of the reason she came to the Bay Area. We ended up meeting in Mexico. Anyway, she's like one of my sisters in life, and she's going through a hard time right now, and she's in a really hard place, and I forgot her birthday. It was a few days ago, and I was like, whoa, bad friend. Like, I'm bad at birthdays, and I usually rely on people to be, like, in my world to sort of remind me, like, hey, what are we going to do for my birthday, right? But instead, she's far away, and it's almost impossible to, like, send a package to Tasmania right now. It's going to take weeks, if not months. Like, I don't even know how long. And I was like, God, what can I do for her to, like, love her up, right? And, of course, I thought of Sherry, and I thought of this book, and one of the core exercises is this idea of writing a love list. And I thought, that is the only remedy for this situation, is a love list.
So that's, I'm going to end it there.
I was thinking of Sherry. And
I'm going to end it right there. So, but basically, why I wanted to play that, and Andrea gave me permission, is because she was being so vulnerable about something that many of us, you know, are in that position, right? We mean to remember people's birthdays or special anniversaries or things like that, but sometimes we don't. Or sometimes our friends are going through a hard time and we kind of just, you know, we miss the chance in the moment that we could have reached out to do something for them. And what Andrea is saying, and I truly believe this, is that it's never too late. It's never too late to acknowledge and appreciate someone. It's never too late to reach out to them with love. And the reason that she said the love list is the perfect antidote, particularly in that situation where her friend was halfway across the world, is that the love list is something that you can gift someone with by simply, you know, you could create a PDF, maybe put a photograph of the two of you with your love list, and send it to them in email or via text so that they instantly get it, right? And it's also something that is so authentic. I mean, there's no way to create a love list for someone that isn't, you know, truly from your heart, and the other person gets that. So even if you did miss a birthday or you missed a moment where someone really needed you, a love list is a way to say to them, I so appreciate and love you, and I'm here for you, and I support you. And it's just, it doesn't cost anything. Like Andrea was saying, you don't have to mail it. It can be presented in so many different ways. But again, you know, the easiest, if you really need to just get it to somebody, is to create a, you know, you can even type them in a text. It doesn't even have to have a photograph with it. So I guess I just really wanted to invite you into my celebration of getting this trademark. I have set up a goal for myself that I would really love to inspire 1 million love lists in my lifetime. And I'd love for you to be a part of that. You know, I would love for you to, first of all, if you've ever created any and you haven't yet jumped on my website to, you know, there's an easy way to log it in on my website that has a counter on it. And that's a simple way. If you've done that, I would love that. Or if you haven't yet created a love list, and this might be the chance that you'll consider doing it for someone. Maybe there's someone in your life right now who has a birthday coming up, or it's a wedding anniversary, or you're just feeling so grateful to a friend for something, you know, that they've done for you, that I want to encourage you to consider it. And again, you're going to hear me talking about this over and over again. And the reason is that it is a practice. And so I'm wanting you so much to come on this journey with me and see for yourself how this practice really might change your life. All right. Thanks for listening. And by the way, you can make a love list for yourself. You can make a love list for yourself, and it's a beautiful thing to do. And again, even if like right now, after listening to this, you think of three reasons that you love yourself and you write them down and put them on a post-it on your mirror, or you think of three reasons that you love your child or your spouse or your best friend or your mom or your sister, and you quickly grab your phone and text it to them, I can tell you it's going to change your day, and it's going to change the day of the person who receives it. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.